Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
It's time for us to get our praise on, a Zion praise. Claretta Haddon Jackson featuring her brother Dietrich Haddon with Zion praise. I'm the X-Man and this is Real Gospel.
I am calling on praises. God's been good to you. If he's ever brought you through, this praise is for you. Yeah. If there's one thing that I know, my sister Clarita, she loves the Lord. Oh, 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 oh.
Sing, Riri.
Oh, Zion, put on thy strength. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Oh, Zion, 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 please remember this.
Remember this.
Everything you do.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And this young lady has a story to tell. Claretta Haddon, welcome to Real Gospel.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yes. Now, you are known. I mean, I see your accolades. I see the groups that you've ministered with. And you are like sort of trailblazing in gospel music and other areas. But more notably, we don't talk about it as much. Maybe they do now, but you are the sister of Dietrich Haddon, one of my, how to describe it? I love Dietrich. So let's put it like that. So you're his sister. So that's Dietrich Haddon's sister, everybody. So I'm trying to explain it. So that's who she is. And so, but we're here to talk about you, and maybe we'll talk about him in just a little while. But talk to us about how you first came into the knowledge of the Lord and how God has brought you to where you are now with this tremendous platform.
Well, here's the thing. I think if I take the stories that I've been told correctly, I think I've known him a long time, probably all of my life. my dad tells a story about being born. I was born premature. And the doctor said I had 50% chance to live, and they put prayer cloths all under my incubator, and they came in the third day, and they were saying she's taking a turn for the worse. There's a leaky valve in her heart, and all these different things. And my dad said he pulled me out of the incubator, he held me up, and he said, "Listen, if you're going to be a woman of God, I need you to open your eyes." My mom said it's impossible for her to open her eyes. She's very young, and babies this young and born premature don't open their eyes. He said, "Watch this. Trust me. She's going to open her eyes. If you're a woman of God, open your eyes." He said, "I open my eyes." He said, "If you're going to preach the word of God," he said, "I know nobody believes that is real, but let's try this. If you're going to preach the word, I want you to smile. I know you're only 3 days old and you're born early, but if you're going to preach, I want you to smile." He said, "I smile right away." And so I think I've known him a long time. Started singing at 3 years old at church, and I've been singing and preaching since I was 12.
Wow. I must say that is one of the most powerful testimonies I've heard in quite some time. Now, you talked about your family. Now, some of us have gotten to know your family vicariously through the Preachers of L.A. TV series that was on for a while with your brother, Dietrich. So we sort of got an opportunity to see some of the issues that he was dealing with in his personal life. So we got an opportunity to see your parents. So I guess talk to us about growing up in a house full of anointed parents, because what you just said is powerful. And so I'm saying that because the power of prayer, the power of anointing, the power of holiness. Some people, especially within Christianity, don't believe, especially in the holiness aspect of it. So can you elaborate on that just a little bit, seeing as how your father helped speak the word over you?
Oh, absolutely. Growing up in an anointed house, that's awesome. I can tell you that it rubs off on you. You have no choice. I know I've seen, you know, some children who grow up and become rebels, and they're like, "You know what, we're PKs and I'm just done with church." And I can be honest and say there was a time in life that we all get to that place where we feel churched out because you're born in church. But I'm telling you, the Bible says it the best way. If you train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart. And I'm telling you, from the age of 12, I knew. I received the Holy Spirit at 8 years old because I just watched my parents so much. And I was like, I just want to be just like that. I want to hear God's voice like that. I want to be able to see like that. You know, my mom is a prophetess. And I'm like, I want to see and I want to hear and I want to see the supernatural. And most children at 8 years old are not interested in that. But I think being around it, it just made me want it. I longed for it. And by the time I was 8, I received the Holy Spirit. By the time I was 12, I was preaching. And it just makes you want it, you know. And, of course, being born ill and having a lot of issues growing up, you know, it wasn't until I was 8 years old that God healed me. And it's when I received the Holy Spirit. People don't believe that. It's crazy. You know, I had extreme asthma. I couldn't do anything. And then at 8 years old, I received the Holy Spirit and never had another asthma attack. Because I asked the Lord, "If you come into my life, the way I see you doing it for these people at church, do it for me." And so that's what anointing does. It makes you long after, makes you pan after it. And it changes your life once you accept God and believe what you're seeing your parents do. It just kind of turns your life around. And I'm telling you, now I'm pastoring their church. And
wow.
We're moving forward. So
wow.
It's just awesome.
I didn't know that you were pastoring. I really didn't know. How long have you been pastoring?
My husband and I just celebrated 5 years Sunday.
So okay.
5 years of pastoring our parents' church is awesome. It's really, really cool.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you still in Detroit?
We are in Detroit. The church that Dietrich was pastoring on, preachers, my
okay.
husband and I were the assistant pastors, so we now have that church.
Okay.
yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you are, isn't Kia Sheard, she's in, is that, are y'all in the same city?
Yes, we are in the same city, and we're not too many streets over. Our churches are
okay.
not too many streets over,
okay.
so yes.
Yeah, I'm only bringing her up because I know she's from that area as well. We talked, she was here in the studio with me, her and her brother, J. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, they're promoting their single as well, and so we just talked about you all and your family and the love that you all just have for one another. Just awesome to know that God is using all of y'all in a tremendous way. So how did your music career? Because you're on the LXW CD project. I've got that one too, by the way, which is excellent. Oh, I love that. I love that CD project. So you're with LXW, Leave Extraordinary Worshippers.
Absolutely, yes. You know, my brother, he never leaves me out. Even when I don't want to do stuff, he still calls and says, hey, I have a recording, show up, this is the song you're singing, rehearse it, and I'll see you when you get here. He doesn't leave me out. He doesn't let me quit. So I'm on that record, just like he said he would. That song is powerful, absolutely. And it's always fun to be a part of whatever he's doing, because I must be honest and say, I cut my musical teeth on his career. I sang it on every album. I sang in every choir he ever had, every group. And even when he went solo, he never let me quit singing background. So it's even now. Sometimes he'll call me and say, hey, I'm in Detroit singing at this church or that church. Why don't you come on over and sing with me? And I'll jump on over. Or even, you know, out of town. We've done tours together since I've started my own career. Even while I was pregnant, I just had a son. He's 8 months old.
Congratulations.
And I did a Pregnant and Working tour. Thank you. And this Pregnant and Working tour, I did half the tour with him. So
wow.
I didn't quit.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. You know, also the song Great God, our youth choir at our church here, they sang that song. That was the first song they sang when the youth choir came back together, because they had taken a hiatus for a few years, and they came out of the gate with that song, and just the people of in the church just sort of just were getting up and dancing and shouting. Can you give a shout out to the Cathedral of Praise Youth Department?
Oh, yes. Well, here, the Cathedral of Praise Youth Department, let me let you know this. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for taking Great God and slamming it. I heard you slammed it, and I tell you what, I know you can do it again. So make sure y'all sing it again, and then make sure you tag me in a video so I can do a video shout-out today. Look at the Cathedral of Praise Youth Choir smashing.
That's right. That's right. And the person who helped put that song together and work with them relentlessly, and I do mean relentlessly, her name escapes me right now. Oh, brain cramp. That's a shame. But I'll be sure to send you the video too. I've got a small video of them singing the song. You are definitely going to love it. So this new song that you have, I really love the song, and it's just one of those songs. It's Zion Praise. And so who wrote Zion Praise? And just talk to us about it.
Okay, well, Zion Praise is what we call a reggae gospel song.
Yes, it is.
Written by my brother Dietrich, along with myself, and he's also featured on the song. So it was really fun writing this song together. Actually, again, we wrote it during my pregnancy, and so I was like dancing and holding my belly. We had a ball in the studio. He made sure that I had a song that people can get up and dance to and give God praise while they're dancing. So I love it. I absolutely love it. Everywhere I go, even if people can't dance, they end up shrugging their shoulders or moving their feet or something, because it's just one of those songs.
Mm-hmm. So you just are you writing a lot of music? What do you do in terms of preparation?
Absolutely. I write a lot. It seems like I'm always writing. My phone is full of voice memos. Because I'm always writing or thinking. I dream a lot of songs. So it's just kind of, you know, when you're born in music, you're stuck with it. You can't really get away from it. So I'm always doing something, singing to my babies, you know, something's always happening.
So are we going to hear more from them? Because you know this baby is going to be a songbird as well. I mean, I just can't see the babies not being, they can't get away. I mean, you're singing all the time. You're singing with the group. You're pastoring. You're with your brother. You're with the choirs. You're just singing. What can we expect from the project?
Oh man, this new album, it should be dropping the top of the year. It's called Contagious, and I'm so excited about this song. This, you know, the single, yes, Zion Praise, but I can't wait till the album drops. I'm counting down the days because I want people to see this baby I've been carrying in me all these years.
Wow.
Like, you gotta see it. You gotta hear it. You gotta just kind of get a hold of what the sound is, and I'm so excited. And then, of course, my babies, you know, we recorded a Christmas album.
Really?
And we released it last year. And we're going to do a follow-up Christmas album with my children. And it's going to be cool because they sang on the last one. And we're going to update and do some more songs, add some songs to it and release it. We always do a free Christmas album.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be back out again and with some new songs. My babies are some little singers, and they just love music. So, and they play instruments, too. So.
Really? Wow. Man, that's a family affair for real. But I guess that's how you grew up. That's how you were taught. So you're just passing it down, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Any surprise artists should we be looking out for on the project?
Oh, well, you know what? I'm about family.
Yeah.
I'm about family. So, of course, you know Dietrich is going to be on there with Zion Praise. But I have family. So I have a cousin that I absolutely love his music. He is like, I don't know. He's like that crunk, kingdom, rapper, singer type. I love his music. So I have my cousin. He's going to be on there. His name's T. Hattie, and I have a lot of friends in Christian rap, and I like to explore that side. I'm not a rapper, but I try to, so I got a little something on there. It's hilarious. But I said, you know what? People are going to be laughing so hard. Like, Pastor's trying to, she got bars. You know?
You know they're going to say it, so you know they're going to say
it's
it.
Okay. I made an effort, but it sounds really good.
All right, we really appreciate your time. And by the way, the church is Cathedral of Praise Church of God in Christ here in Nashville. The pastor is Bishop Jerry L. Maynard, and and the person that I was trying to remember earlier who led the youth department in that song was Sister Kathleen Greer. So there it is. I just want to make sure I got that in there because they're going to be listening. And so I want to make sure they get their accolades because they did such an outstanding job. Claretta Haddon, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you with us on Real Gospel. How can the listeners get more information about you and your music and maybe where you're going to be at next?
Oh, yeah. You got to follow me online. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And the handle is Clareta Music, C-L-A-R-E-T-A, Music. And then also, of course, my website is claretamusic.com, C-L-A-R-E-T-A, Music.com. You can find out more. Of course, Zion Praise, you got to go get it. It's on iTunes. It's on iTunes and every other digital outlet that you can go to for Android and all other users. So please don't forget Zion Praise featuring Dietrich Haddon. And it's by me, Clareta. Thank you so much.
All right. And for people who might be wanting to come visit your church or maybe they're in the Detroit area, what are your service times? What's the address? What's the website?
Yes, Kingdom Culture Church, KCCLifestyle.com is the website. I'm going to say it again, KCCLifestyle.com, Kingdom Culture Church. We're in the Miracle City of Detroit right at 8809 Schoolcraft, Detroit, Michigan, 48238. You got to check us out. You got to come have service with us Sundays at 10 a.m., Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And I think you're going to have a good time, a shouting good time.
All right. Yeah, you can believe that, a shouting good time for real. Yes, indeed. Listen, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.